Bezus Hashem Yisparach, for today's halacha section, we will make a few observations about one of the most complex halachas in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Borer, from the Gemara itself. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his Tshuva, Sigris Moshe, and Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalad, in discussing Hilchos Borer, was asked the following question. If children are playing on Shabbos, and there are toys, adults are playing on Shabbos, and there are toys, make sure that they're also learning and davening well. There are toys that they want to play with in a box, and there are some of the toys they want and some of the toys they don't want. To remove the toys that they don't want would be taking psalos mitoch ochel, would be an isur d'oraisa. Is one allowed to empty the contents of the box, pour out the contents of the box, and then simply remove after it's spread out all over, let's say, the living room floor or the family room floor, and then remove those things that you don't want? Would that qualify as borer? So Rav Moshe says that he thinks it's mutter because it's no longer a taruvos. It's no longer a mixture if you spread it out throughout the living room. And he points to our Gemara. The Gemara, six lines from the bottom, said that on the Shabbos of Rav Bimi in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi spread out the fruits in front of everybody. And the Gemara says that it could be they were machmir in taking ochel mitoch psolas as being aser. That's why they spread it out. Now, we don't pass in taking ochel mitoch psolas as aser. Only psolas mitoch ochel is going to be aser. However, you see, how did they solve the problem? If you held ochel mitoch psolas is aser, how would you be able to do it? So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi did it by undoing the taruva. So you see from our Gemara that if you have a mixture and for whatever reason you want to take the borer, to be borer, the psolas from the ochel, which we paskin as the iser, one can, from our Gemara, pour out the contents in front of you, and that will be acceptable. In our Gemara, we had the position of Abaye, 12 lines from the bottom, that says that borer va'ochel is permissible if it's la'alter. If the individual is not putting it away for an extended period of time, but he's going to be eating it immediately. The Be'er Halacha in Siman Shin Yud Tes raises the issue that our Gemara, according to Abaye, Lefi the Poskim, although how you read the Gemara is a fascinating question, but Lefi the Poskim, understanding of the Gemara, LaHalacha, Abaye is only allowing Borer V'Ochel Alter if you take the Ochel from the Psolas. However, if you take the psolas from the ochel, that's going to be aser. We spell that out in the daf shir, that there are three conditions. Ochel mitoch psolas, yad velo bekli, la'alter velo lachar zman. What happens if a person is mamish in the process of eating? Not that he's preparing the food, he's preparing a salad, where it's permissible to take the ochel from the psolas in preparing a salad, because if it's before the meal, it's la'alter. But rather, it's mamish b'shas ha'achila. So the Be'er Halacha points out that this is dependent on the famous machlokas between the Ma'ari Abulafia and the Ma'arit Tzalon about what an individual is supposed to do if he finds a fly in his drink or in his soup. The opinion of some achronim is that one needs to remove the fly with some ochel. If he takes only the psolas, that's going to be an iser d'oraisa of borer. Other early achronim, Sfardic achronim, suggest the idea that if it's mamish in the process of the achila itself, if it's derech achila, in such an instance, that's not an act of borer. That's called eating. This is the normal way for a person to eat. The way that they eat is that they sometimes remove the psolas from the ochel. That in no way resembles the borer that was done in the Mishkan, the borer that we discussed in Ayin Dalet on the base, where a person is making something, he's making a barrel, and he selects the bad from the good. That's something that's borer. But in the process of eating, of just removing a bone or something like that, that would not qualify as borer. So in such a case, that would qualify as borer. But if it's derech achila, it could very well be that it's permissible. According to this, when our Gemara says borer v'ochel la'alter, it doesn't mean la'alter derech achila. It means that you're preparing it for the next seuda. This is a big machlokis achronim. The Be'er Halacha brings an interesting raya to those who say that, one, it would not be permissible derech achiva. And in fact, this is how the Mishnah Brura paskins, that the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yutes, later on, if I'm not mistaken, Sif Tes Vav, he quotes a Tshuvas Harash that says that the halacha is that one is allowed to drink water with a filter. What was the filter in those days? So in those days, the filter that he was describing was they would put a cloth and they would drink through the cloth, and if there was any impurities, it would be stopped by the cloth. There, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that he's being ma'akev the psalos. He's not selecting the psalos. He never selected it, but he's stopping it. Asks the Be'er Halacha, if there was a heter of derech achila, you don't need to say that it's not borer because you're being ma'akev the psalos. You should say that it's not borer because it's derech achila. We see from here that the psak of the Rush is that it's going to be prohibited. The Chazon Ish also strongly rejects this heter of derech achila. However, in a Be'er Halacha later on, in Simin Shin Yutes, Sif, Dalit, or Hey, we're discussing the halachas of eating fish, the Mishnah Brura says that there, that when it comes to removing the bones, one should definitely, in the end, in his maskana, be machmir, to be careful not to take the bones from the fish, because that would be taking the psolas from the ochel. Nevertheless, he says that it could be that there were some who were makel, and they followed a minig olam that was makel, possibly because they were lying on this heter of derech achila. And therefore, our Gemara, when it says, borer v'ochel aniach la'alter, was saying that there's an iser of borer, when you take the psolas from the ochel, and you're only allowed to take the ochel from the psolas, that's only la'alter, but not derech achila. Again, la'halacha, it's clear that the Mishnah Brura is machmir. If I'm not mistaken, when I learned the sugya, when I was learning b'chamrusa with Reb Shmuel Markish Shlita, he showed me his notes. We didn't learn Shabbos together, but he gave me his notes from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's Zatzal, if I'm not mistaken, was Matir Derech Achila. He had a different understanding of the Rishonim in contrast to the Shita of the Chazon Ish. It seems that the conventional Psak is to be Machmir, but the Mishnah Brura seems to say not to protest against those who follow Lahalacha, that Borer Derech Achila would be Mutter. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Ayin Daled. For those who are interested, we have many more shiurim on Hilchos Borer. We just summarized very briefly two topics, but we've discussed many, many topics in the Grus Kolel that if you search on YU Torah, you'll be able to see more and listen to many, many more discussions of Hilchos Borer inside the Mishnah Berurah. This concludes Daf Ayin Daled.